Hello and welcome to the Real Mac Genius TRMG audio podcast. This week has been very exciting for the Apple world as Apple hosted their much anticipated annual Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco on Monday. Getting right to the point, the product of primary interest that was the showcase and the not so much wondered about thanks to Gizmodo and the iPhone scandal, iPhone 4. With iPhone 4, we consumers get cool new features, higher quality parts, and a new, even thinner design. Here's an overview. 1. New features. iPhone 4 adds a number of new features and ideas, including some involved with iPhone OS 4, which, by the way, has been renamed iOS 4 because it is used now with three Apple products, not just the iPhone. First, and perhaps the most important, FaceTime. FaceTime is a new feature that allows video calling between any two iPhone 4s over Wi-Fi, utilizing the new front-facing camera. Also, multitasking has finally been added, with iOS 4, which promises to be a very helpful feature. Among other additional are folders, in which you can organize and group your extensive apps, iBooks, which will automatically sync with your iPad and iPod Touch, iMovie, which also allows you to edit your videos into elaborate movies just as you would using iMovie for Mac, and the ability to capture video in HD. Yes, full on 720 pixels on a cell phone camera. 2. Higher quality parts. After all, Apple is known to be a high quality company. First and most visibly, the display has been updated to a Retina display with 326 pixels per inch, making it the highest resolution screen on a phone in the world. Next, the outward-facing camera is now 5 megapixels and comes complete with a built-in LED flash. Also, in addition to the usual accelerometer, iPhone 4 has a 3-axis gyroscope, which allows more motion gestures and better precision for an even better gaming experience. An iPhone now has two microphones, which work together to enhance the isolation of a phone call, making each one much clearer sounding. With all these high-tech features, what more could there possibly be? Well, 3. Design. Apple has always been about design. Everything is sleek, shiny, and thin. And of course, iPhone 4 stays within these parameters. Now the design incorporates two panels of aluminosilicate glass, which sit on both the front and back of iPhone. Also, the main structure, a stainless steel band, acts as both antennas for the phone, hence the three black bands located randomly on the outer rim. Also, the design is even thinner, less than 1 centimeter thin, making it the thinnest phone on the planet. Additionally, something I find interesting is Apple's creation of a case for iPhone 4, which comes in many colors. Which reminds me, the new iPhone will be available in both black and white. If you would like even more in-depth information, I suggest you visit www.apple.com/iPhone. Before I close this week's podcast, there's one more thing that was announced Monday of some interest. That is, Safari 5. The look is mostly the same, but it is supposedly faster. And it has a cool new feature called Reader, which detects if a website has an article, and then allows you to read the article in a quick look-like format, eliminating the distracting ads and other things on the page. Safari 5 is a free download for Mac and PC at apple.com. Well, that's it for this week. Tune in next week at therealmacgenius.com.